You are listening to the audio production of Jesus Through Us, following his example in love and service. Part of the Life Along the Way series by JourneyWise, published by Whitaker House. This book is read by Lyle Blaker, Emma Nosel, Charity Spencer, and Adam Verner.
Foreword by Shane Stanford, founder and CEO, the Moore West Center for Applied Theology, President, JourneyWise. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. In Jesus Among Us, the second leg of the Life Along the Way series, we saw how God unveiled the person of Jesus Christ as one who is both fully human and fully divine. At that intersection, Jesus' journey on earth was one of miracles and amazing events angled into the everyday lives of people. Jesus living among others, with their problems, struggles, concerns, and even their normal, ordinary experiences, it all meant something more. It meant that not only was Jesus in their midst, but God the Father was too. Jesus' presence elevates the nature of the everyday into crucial intersections for God to know and be known, and for the world to be changed forever. The fact that Jesus was among us transformed everything. In this third leg of the series, Jesus Through Us, as we progress on our one-year journey with Jesus, we learn about the impact of his love and grace. It is a continuation of the great revelation of God's presence with creation. He is with us, he is among us, and he works through us in our daily lives. In this intimate devotional, we explore additional interactions Jesus had with people along the way, including those in need of miracles, those in search of inclusion into the family, and many simply craving the basic need for care and touch. But we also begin to see the power of our part in the journey. To align our lives with the life of Jesus means we are invested in the lives of others. We become Christ in their path. As we make this journey, we learn more about Jesus, but we also learn about ourselves and the role we play in sharing the hope of Christ by loving like Jesus in the world. Thus, in this portion of our exploration into Jesus' life, as we see the importance of experiencing his teachings, interactions, and love, of settling in and allowing our sense of awe to transform into practical lessons for each day, we become more than just fellow travelers. We become Jesus' hands and feet. As we have noted, in the first century church, travel required substantial effort and planning. The time spent traveling afforded not only a deeper picture of the world, but a bigger picture as well, enabling people to come to a better understanding of purpose, development, and destination. We have the privilege of traveling through life with the greatest teacher, friend, and savior we could ever know. He invites you at any point in your journey to ask the questions that lie deep in your soul and to spend time pondering how your answers fit within the context of his life and words and example. As with any trip, to arrive at your desired destination, you must remain faithful and consistent. Yes, each leg of the journey starts with the first step, but it continues with the next step and the next, putting one foot in front of the other and never giving up. If you want to finish well, the next step you take, the next commitment, the next act of faithfulness, matters. Don't give up, but give in to where the road leads. Give in to what the narrative asks from each of us. By looking at the life and ministry of Jesus, we discover what it means to actually follow him. To walk with Jesus through his earthly life, as a friend and fellow traveler on the road, is to witness a holy God enter into humanity's journey and make it his own in order to redeem us and give us true life. Where are you in your journey with Jesus? As we have mentioned from the start, to meet him at the beginning is a divine discovery. But to set out on the road with him as he teaches, heals, and guides us in his love is powerful, personal, and full of purpose that we can carry into every.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?